auntie hour, and this is, as you would say it. This is what?
This is our time.
Okay, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And she lets me know this is our time. Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back to join us. And I want to know what's going on with you. What's going on with me? We were just talking just a minute ago about the pandemic, right? So the world is under a pandemic. And my friend here feels as though it's not going anywhere. We're about to get locked back down. As disappointing as that is, I said, you know what? No, let's highlight the good times that we're in right now. So we're back out. People are in no masks. People are supposed to be vaccinated. And it's a whole bunch going on, right? Then you hear the other numbers saying, people who are vaccinated are still testing positive. So I said, you will not steal my sunshine. I'm going to the movies. I'm happy to be back out at restaurants. I've put on some pandemic weight. And I know that I'm not alone. That's the other part about the pandemic weight. I'm not alone. So I have clothes that I'm putting on my way to these restaurants we can now go to. And a lot of stuff, they don't fit, all right? I stuttered on that. I don't want to say it. Doesn't fit. I did get a new butt in the pandemic. I talk about that. I have no shame on this. Is a new butt. And I was beating myself up a little bit about it. And I said to myself, self, a lot of women are paying a lot of money for this. You get what? They're paying a lot of money for this. So, girl, stretch your stuff and go on about your business and get back to your restaurant. Eat your Oreos. Eat your Krispy Kreme donuts. Go to your movies. I was just talking to a woman who said, you know what? I miss so much and I'm so happy to be back at the movies. She's so happy back in the movies. People are in the bowling alleys. What have you missed? First of all, let's be honest. Have you put on pandemic weight?
Yes, I have, but I lost it.
Oh, well then, forget you then.
And I lost it. Okay. Around halfway through, I want to say like September or so.
Okay.
For me, I feel the weight in my body. On my knees, I have really bad knees. We'll talk about that another show. There are lots of reasons for
that. Drop it down low.
Okay. I've got a lot of dropping it like it was hot. So the knees are just, you know. I started to feel it where it was really, I feel it there first.
Okay.
And so when I feel it, I cut back and I try to get some of it off. So I was able to lose a little bit.
Okay.
So I didn't gain, you know.
How did you lose it? So you're saying you lost it. I'm thinking your weight got lost and found me. And I was like, arr!
Well, I really would not recommend that anybody do what I did.
Uh-oh, I'm scared. I'm not into drugs and stuff, so what did you do? I don't recommend it.
I just cut meals.
Guess what? My mother's big into that. She's into intermittent fasting. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. And she says, sometimes you just have to cut some meals out.
That's it.
That's all you did. No cardio.
Well, I started doing some cardio because I have some other issues.
Okay.
And just redirecting that energy into something else. A lot of the eating is boredom. I wasn't hungry.
Okay, that's
honest. Just eating because I'm bored.
Oh.
I'm like, what am I sitting here?
I don't agree.
Well, that's for me.
Yes, for you.
I was just bored. Yes. So, you know, I don't have anything to do. I'm eating food.
You're eating food.
So I just found that I was hungry. I was pretending to be hungry. When I thought about it, I was not really.
Okay.
So I started really paying attention to, when am I hungry?
Okay.
Okay, I'm not hungry now. So why am I going for food? Like, I don't, you know.
I just ate. I don't need it. I just saw a commercial. And now you want it. That happens.
So that's what, you know, it took a while for me to get there. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
You know, now I'm here and it works for me.
Okay.
It works for me.
You look amazing.
Well, thank you.
So when you said I lost it, I'm like, you look good. You didn't.
Like I said, my leg said, listen, girl.
Cut it out.
You already done messed up your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're trying to put another 30 pounds on these?
Don't you?
What are you doing?
Your leg said, don't do it.
I mean, and I like to dance. And that's the thing that I missed about the pandemic.
Dancing.
Is not being able to go dancing. And so I'm like, my knees are already messed up, mm-hmm. and I put this extra weight, I'm not going to be able to go dancing.
Okay.
So that is how much it means to me. I have to do it. It's like breathing.
Okay, good. So you had a motivation of something to get back to. Good for you.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
I had to.
She's like, I had to. Some people don't really have limitations for themselves. You know, some people just, you know, they let it go. Like, oh, well. So it's good that your knees spoke to you.
they cried
your
out.
Your knees were like,
they
listen.
They cried out and said, girl, stop.
Right. No, that's good. I think my genes spoke to me. Your knees spoke to you. My genes spoke to me. And, you know, that's when it let me know. Like, listen here. This button, any minute now, I'm going to pop. And I'm going to spring across that room and hit you in your eye. So if you don't get your life together, my genes let me know. Like, I'm just telling you, you can get as much stretch as you want. That's fine if you want.
Right.
You'll be in the mom jeans if you want to. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to do the auntie hour. So maybe it's time to buy mom jeans. Where's my life going? And
here
then I pulled it together. I said, no, you know what? So I'm just trying to do more cardio and I'm trying to juice. So I'm juicing. That is something I'm doing. So
juicing is good.
Juicing is good. So that's about it. It's not a burger, you know, and it's not steak and fries, but it'll do. No. She's thinking about it. She said, just don't eat it. Just don't eat it.
I mean, I eat what I want when I do eat.
That's skinny people talk.
But I something happened. I don't know. I'm not hungry.
That's great. So you're one of those. See, I'm a foodie. So, you know, they say you either eat to live or live to eat. Sometimes I feel as though I live to eat. Right? Like, that's that's the jam of the day. Like, I get up and it's like you brush your teeth. Like, what am I going to have for breakfast? Like, I love food. I always say to people, if food was a man, I would marry it. Like, I love food unconditionally. Like,
I don't know if I'm there. I don't know if I'm there. But I do like to eat certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But like lately, I don't know what's going on with me. I just say,
Good for you. It's good to be that way. I admire people like that.
Especially when it gets hot.
You don't want food?
I really don't have an appetite when it gets hot.
Have you ever had a fried Oreo before?
No.
Whew. All right. We talk another time about that.
What?
Oh, really? My God. Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme donut?
I have.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
But.
Oh, here we go.
I had a donut that took me to elevate, like it elevated me.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
When I was in LA from Randy's.
Is that the big donut?
Oh, the big donut, yeah.
Oh, tell me about it. Look. I want to hear about it. It's like a date. Tell me about it.
So I was in LA and I was hanging out with these guys. We were shooting some stuff with them, and they had a box of them in the back of the car. It's part of their ritual to go there when they land and pick up donuts from this place.
Okay.
And so I get in the car, and they offer me a donut, and I look at it, and it was like, it was kind of like, what is this? Mm-hmm. So I bite into this donut, and I'm like, my eyes rolled back in my head.
Yes.
I was like, what is this? Uh-huh. Where's this donut? It's the best donut I ever had. I don't know what they're doing there.
Right.
Simple glazed donut. Mm-hmm. I made them take me back to get more of them. I told them they had to take me back.
Unforgettable. You will never forget it.
So now it's my ritual.
See, that
I'm going to, now when I go to LA, I'm going there to get
Randy's
donut.
See? That was a foodie moment.
Yes.
You see, you had a lot of food.
So I do have that. I do have those moments when I taste something. I'm like, oh, my God,
yes.
It was really, really good. It was moist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the glaze, you know how if it sits too long, they could get crumbly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
A little sticky, just the right amount of sticky?
Just.
Now we're talking. Yes,
perfect.
Ma'am. Yes,
this
ma'am.
This was a perfect donut. So, yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sounds so good. See, I went there.
Yes.
Now I'm like, how do I go about getting one of those donuts? See, you know about good taste and stuff.
I do know about that stuff.
Yeah, so if one rolled up in here right now.
We would have to pause what we're doing.
Right. You would.
Or I would eat it on air.
See what I'm saying?
I would have to eat it now.
Right. Okay, yes. And now you have me. You sold me on the story. I'm like, yes, Jesus, hallelujah.
You got to get this donut.
And then the glaze, and oh, that was nice.
Perfect.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
See? Oh, that's
and
the food.
I had some like here, and I was like, I don't care. You
right,
know?
Save it for later. Right. Somebody's like a crumb like that. You're like, don't touch it. I'm saving it for later. See, so yeah, that food is a big deal.
Yes.
Food is big, and it's hard to leave alone.
Yes.
So to be disciplined, I respect people. They say it's 80% of what you eat. It's 20%. I'm sorry. Yes, 80% of what you eat, 20% is exercise. So you can't run yourself out of a bad diet. And I think that's what I try to do. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be totally honest. I try to run myself out of a bad diet.
Well, good, because I hate exercise. So.
I like it.
So we're perfect.
The yin and the yang, right? Yay! Let's keep talking about donuts.
So guess who is joining us today?
Tell me somebody wonderful, because all we have is wonderful women that have been stopping through.
Powerhouse.
Yes, absolutely.
Her name is Cynthia Newborn.
Cynthia!
Hey! Cynthia!
Welcome to the Auntie Hour.
Hello, ladies. Now you make me want to go get a cronut. That's my
thing. You see? Just talking about it.
Right. Ooh. So Cynthia shared with me that her favorite thing to drink, one of her favorite things, a sangria.
Ooh.
And so we have our bartender, Mika, top shelf Mika.
Hey, Mika.
She's ready to come join us and mix up some sangria. We're going to offer you some virtually.
Right,
there.
Right.
Toast but in your honor, we are having some sangria today.
Oh, that's so great.
Thank you.
And Mika. So you heard us talking about the pandemic.
Yes.
Tell us. Yes. How has it been for you? Have you been struggling with those pandemic pounds too?
Yes, I have, absolutely. I'm working on it now. I do intermittent fast like your mom.
Mm-hmm.
But lately it's been kind of hard being that I'm back behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get off at 1 o'clock and I want to eat something because
yeah.
I'm starving.
Right.
But the pandemic has been hard for me, especially not working and being up different hours and all types of stuff.
Right.
Like right here we have our brandy.
Okay.
And we have our juice in here and our fruits. This has been stewing overnight. And now we're going to add our wine to it.
Okay.
All right.
So you want to make sure your juices and your fruit sit
and
marinate.
As long as you can. You don't necessarily have to add the wine because it can turn bitter with the fruits.
Okay.
But the fruit inside of the dark, so it can be cognac, it can be contrary, whatever you want. We use brandy today.
Okay.
And then... Yeah, we just let that sit
so
and
sweeten
up.
Mm-hmm. Pretty drinks.
Yes.
What fruit are we having in here?
It's typically any citrus fruits you want. We have limes, we have orange, lemon, and some strawberries. You can use raspberries or blueberries, whatever fruits you like.
Do you find that when people like the way the drink looks, they drink more?
Absolutely. Yeah, we drink it with our eyes first.
Okay.
We also.
Okay.
So do you want a donut too? Do we have to?
Absolutely. Right? I'm trying to figure out.
So we have to bring
it's like a language, right?
Yeah, I have cousins in California. I'm trying to see if they can mail them to me. How can I get some of this?
Yes.
Yes.
Then we should toast the donuts. Like next time, we should have donuts. Like, clean. That's what we'll do next time.
So we're going to add some more fruits. For our garnish.
So, since we're talking about calories and we're putting fruit, is this going to be a drink that is potentially good for us?
Yeah. This is not good for us.
I thought I'd try. You know what I mean? Is it such a thing?
The fruits would be good for us if we're not saturating them in wine.
Oh, but isn't wine good for your heart?
Red wine, they say, is good for your heart, yes.
Okay, I will justify something. I will.
This is not a sweet wine, so it's not that bad. Sweet wines are definitely not good for us.
Oh.
But this wine is not too bad.
Okay.
But we have juice in here also. You can use pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
We used orange today. You can use cranberry juice.
It's good for the soul, though. Makes you happy.
It makes you feel good. We call it happy juice.
That's why they call it spirits.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
All right.
There you go, ladies. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Mika.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. So this is our sangria that we're having
in your honor
today.
Hey, Cynthia. Thank you, Cynthia.
I was just thinking I may have to send an Uber driver over there.
That'd be something else.
That would be something. So in talking about the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
Cynthia, what has been your experience? Have you I heard you're kind of agreeing with us a little bit there while we were talking. Would you share with us, how has it been for you?
Professionally, I work in the hospital. I work in surgical pathology, and where I'm at, I manage the morgue, the autopsy. And the position I am now, it's so strange because I actually started it in the height of the pandemic, and we were designated a COVID hospital. So professionally, it was a lot. You know, going to work every day, we didn't get a break, and seeing the BCPs, we call them BCPs, their body collection points, and trailers with bodies. So, and just working with the residents to contact families and stuff. So in that perspective, it was a lot to deal with. And personally, in the beginning, it was a little isolating because for me, it was just work and the stress of work and coming home, and I live alone, and just not being able to really put that stress a lot of places. You know, I'm a spiritual person, so of course I always go to God and my spirituality. And I had my family. So the only people I could really be around was my mom, she's older, and two of my brothers, and always being always conscious of when I'm around them. I don't want to get them sick. I don't want to get myself sick. And, you know, it's getting better. I'm still extremely conscious of when I go out and cognizant of safety and, you know, with the new strain of the Delta virus and stuff. But I'm still trying to enjoy my life as well. You know, having a good balance. So,
but it seems like we said earlier, we're headed back to another lockdown.
I'm like, don't even say it. I don't want to hear it.
We know work. We have all these meetings about it all the time, and we call it surging. Okay. You know, so we hope that there isn't a surge. We think it's just isolated to certain regions and certain, you know, unvaccinated. But like you said, people who are vaccinated are getting sick. So. You know, this is something new to everybody. We're learning how to maneuver around every part of our life, right? Our busyness, we're always so busy, then we were not busy. And, you know, we're just all trying to get around it the best way we can. So,
so you never had a break. So
no.
As an essential worker.
No, there's no break.
I will say,
and I don't know if people will take this. I said, the one thing I miss is getting to work really quickly because there's no one on the road.
Yes, I was just talking about that.
When the traffic picked up, and I was like, oh, I can't believe this. Where's this traffic? And I saw the school buses again. Yes. And it was like, okay, life is happening again, but it's also inconveniencing me at the same time. Right. So
it was like a ghost town on the highways, remember? Like, I would, let's say I would get somewhere, it took me like 30 minutes. It would take me literally 7 minutes to get there. You know, and gas prices went down.
Yes.
Like, I started to appreciate the empty highways. And then when I started to see people, I would, like, get mad. Like, what are you doing out here?
I was off one day, and I was like, what's everybody doing here?
right.
I was mad.
Yes.
Right. One day, I was on 42nd Street and Lexington Avenue, and I was the only person on the corner.
How'd it feel?
And I was like, what the hell is going on? You know, it was really scary. It was
right.
Like, I felt like I was in a zombie apocalypse film or something. You know, and to be the only person in the subway car and the only person there. But you're right. I did like that. I'm sorry.
Like the space.
I did like it. I did like going out and getting in the going on the train and getting everywhere. Not people just knocking you over and everything. And
but
just
doesn't it make you realize that at some point how close we are? Like we're so on each other.
Yep.
And that makes me to realize like all the nights you go out in the clubs and the lounges and the rest, how all on top of each other we have been. You know, we're just used to always being somewhere where it's crowded in a concert. So a little bit of space doesn't really bother me. You know, I think we need that anyway. You know, but it was just, I was like, where's everybody going now? Mm-hmm. You know, but it's nice to be opened again in that respect too, because of businesses and, you know, the financial, you know, businesses trying to make it and reopen and, mm-hmm. So that's different as well. And you want everyone to succeed in that respect.
Right. So. One of the things that I started thinking about a lot during the pandemic is how much I've rushed around doing everything. Mm-hmm. Right. So I just, all of the work and all of the stuff I was doing on the time, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately, I realized it, but then I found ways to replicate that. Mm-hmm. You know, because I realized that's kind of part of my makeup, is that I need to be doing things and I need to. So I, the absence of work just made me feel weird. Like I was just kind of like, oh my God, I don't have anything. Where is, oh, well, I would be doing this ordinarily, but oh wait, I can't go there or I can't do this. It has though changed some things for the better in that I'm not necessarily in a hurry.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
I noticed that, you know, when I'm out and people walk into you or whatever and they walk in, and they say, I'm sorry, or they just get in front of you. I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I, you know, this is something I don't care about. Go ahead. Do whatever you're doing. I don't necessarily need to get there right away or be whatever. So it has changed that attitude, especially as a native New Yorker.
Right.
For the better. And then I'm just like, okay, I'm relaxing, I'm chilling, you know, whatever. You go ahead and do, you hurry up, I'll see you at the light. And it's so funny, you know, the people that are rushing you in the car, and you see them right at the same light, they're waiting there with you to go there. Like, where, you know, they get nowhere.
Rushing to the red light.
Rushing to the red light to stop. Here you go. You're rushing to wait. Like, what are you doing?
I think it's natural.
My favorite one in the mornings when it's rushing, it turns into 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. They're going to be open. Right.
24 hours.
Right.
So like, what are you doing? So that's been something that I'm grateful for, I think. It's just having the time to reset and recalibrate and say, okay, I can take my time. Y'all go ahead. You know, I'm all right.
Yeah, and that's a good attitude to have as a New Yorker, I would say. See, I'm from Jersey, so... You know, we do have hustle and bustle, but nothing compared to New York City. When you say 42nd Street, when you say Times Square, like, it is a lifestyle to be on the sidewalk and to be rushing next to a taxi cab. It's a hustle and bustle. You know, it is the lifestyle. We get to take it a little more easy across the bridge. However, I will say that, you know, things kind of, things panning out the way they did, like somebody said to me, we recognized that we needed a break. Like, we didn't even realize it. Like, you know how you set a schedule to take a vacation, you know, and you have to, people who work every day, you got to go according to, you know, what you're given. And we didn't even know. Like, and for me, I didn't realize that, like, I pay for cable, let's say. How often am I really home to watch my TV?
Right.
I pay for a couch. How often can I really sit and enjoy this couch? I pay a lot for that bed.
Right.
Is it really just something I just get in and out of just to hustle and bustle and go? You know what I mean? Like, even just enjoying food. And you know, sometimes we have all these great technologies in our house. You know, I'd be one to tell you, I want to get the air fryer, cooker, and all this stuff. But once you have it, how often do you really enjoy having some of these things? You know, kind of like a, what they say, sit back and enjoy the smell of roses.
Right.
We haven't been able to smell roses in so long. So we almost needed this.
Yeah, we occupy a lot of our life, I think, with busyness.
Busyness.
Man, it's so busy. We got to go to the birthday party, too. Then we got to go here on Thursday. Then, you know, we're trying to juggle stuff because we have all of this busyness. And I think what a lot of the pandemic forced us to was to just be quiet, to sit in silence, enjoy our own company, enjoy, just figure things out. Reimagine. That's the new word now.
Yeah.
Just to reimagine a lot of our lives, a lot of our time, what we give time and attention to, and all those other things. You know, what's important, what's not so important, the fragility of life. Mm-hmm. You know, we learned a lot of those things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Self-inventory.
And who we don't want to be stuck in the house with.
A lot of people got stronger together, or a lot of people ended up going different ways. It happened. It's a reflector. Yeah, that happened.
I raised my hand.
Yes.
Yeah. You recognize? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because there was, in my life, there were a lot of things that I had just been doing on autopilot.
Right.
Not really thinking about them.
Mm-hmm. Just doing it.
Doing this, doing that, doing this, just doing these things. Mm-hmm. And stopping made me realize, wait a minute, Joanna, you hate all this shit. Why are you doing this?
You don't like doing this? And now you don't have to
Why are you doing this?
Right.
You don't like it.
Right.
And then you just really start to take that inventory, like you said, and said, you know what? Let me clean this stuff up. Because if I'm granted another 20 or 30 years, if I'm blessed with that, is this what I want? No, it is not.
So you did clean up.
Clean up.
That's good.
I feel great.
Good for you.
I feel absolutely great.
I feel your energy. It's very light. I'm floating.
Yes. It's one of the things that gave me the courage to even start this.
Mm-hmm. You know, what do I have to lose?
Yeah, what is it all for? I think everybody said to themselves, what is it all for?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the fragility of life will help you recognize that quick. Exactly. What is it all for? What am I doing this
and
for?
And then to have people that you know not make it through.
Yes, that's the fragility of life.
And you're sitting here wasting this time and not taking, you know, taking inventory and taking showing appreciation for the gift that you have.
Yes.
No, that has to stop.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You gotta be thoughtful with another 24 hours.
Right. Somebody would love.
Make the day count.
Just being able to breathe on your own freely, exactly. You know?
That's true.
Yeah, we've been checked. I've been checked of all things. I will say honestly, I've been humbled. You know, I've been checked in a good way as well. And just like you said, you know, just really looking at your time and saying, this is not what I want to do. Just trying to refocus and say, okay, well, what is it that I want to do with this time? You know, some people are writing books, some people are creating shows, you know, just whatever your creative vessel is, you know, really work that muscle, work it. What is it you want to do?
I mean, and then you sometimes, what I found myself, what I had to get through also was when you have that realization is you don't, I had to really work through not just beating myself up for time wasted, quote unquote, right? Mm-hmm. And just appreciating the things that I have learned and the good things that have taken place during this journey. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, it's one of the things that I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. If there is anything, if you could be grateful for such a horrible thing as a coronavirus, because it is a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. I, you know, and I don't want to speak light of it or make light of it, but if there is such a thing, it would be to take track of what needs to happen for my life moving forward. I hope other people have had the opportunity to do the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Such a better place.
Yeah, you prioritize a little differently.
Yes.
You know, and like you said, wasting time and realizing that time is not promised, you know, to any of us. And just making the best of your life. And not wasting any more time. Do it. If you want to do something, do it.
Exactly.
You know, get about doing it if you want to do something.
Can I ask you, Cynthia, so being that you never had a break and you've been working and you're essential, and, you know, you did mention having a balance. So I'm curious as to how you maintain in these trying times, how have you personally maintained a balance? Because the one thing you have going on, you have a smile and you seem bright and chipper, right? And this is just me talking from the computer to computer, all right? This is just me taking a little guess. You know, you seem to really have a great energy about where you're at in your life right now. I could be wrong, but I'm just telling you what I'm feeling from you. How have you maintained this, you know, bright smile and shine that you have?
One of the things I know for sure is my spirituality. My trust in God has always, always brought me through. And the other one is my family. Mm-hmm. I love my family. It's not perfect family, but I love my family. And I was telling my mom, you know, my mom actually happens to be one of my best friends. Not only my mother, but one of my, she's a woman, you know, she's eight in her 80s. And we have such great conversation. And it's great when you grow with your mom as mother and daughter to contemporaries, almost like you can have good conversations about stuff. So during the pandemic, it was great because I could still be around her. Like I can still, like, and I missed like the hug. Like I still was very, like we didn't do a lot of, we did the fist bump. She learned all that, the fist pumping and stuff. And, you know, we didn't do the hugging and kissing, but when we finally had the chance to hug it, it was just like, oh my God. Aww. Like you just hug, because she was kissing me on the forehead. I kissed her back on the forehead. So I was like, oh my God. But, you know, I always, and the other things I always have, that it will get better.
Okay.
Like you always have to have a sense of hope. Mm-hmm. Like it will get better. Yeah, it's crazy now. It makes no sense. It's a hot mess everywhere. But somehow knowing that it will get better, you know? Okay. And living intentionally. That's something. Live your life intentionally. Okay. You know? And I'm chipper, but I'm a Gemini. So you know I got that other.
Oh, another person that you left who's not on camera with us right now, right? You left that one there,
the
right?
Twin.
I was telling my mother the other day, she was laughing. I said, you know, being a Gemini is like wanting a red room, but you buy blue paint.
And she just that is a perfect way to describe it.
And she said, yeah, because you don't know from minute to minute what's going to happen. I said, yeah, we can be like that. And I told her, like, sometimes, like, I'm chipper. I like to have a good time. I like to fight. And I win that most of the time. But sometimes I don't win those fights. When I have a chance to do that, that other stuff comes out.
I let you know it.
I'm self-aware.
Okay, I like your style.
Twin will tell me.
I like it. Because Gemini usually don't admit that there's two of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. They usually don't even. What are you talking about?
No, I know Gemini. Do that. Oh, like, what are you talking about?
Oh, I know Gemini. Yeah. So I know.
That's more than two of us.
She's more than two. And she said, I'm self aware. I'm self aware about us. Can you tell us what time it is? We want a donut.
We want a donut.
That's so funny because my best male friend, he's a Gemini. So we always laugh about this. And we'll be on our way to get a donut, and somehow we end up getting pizza. Everything has changed. Like, in the middle, I was like, how do we end up here? Like, how do we end? Where are we going this way? We end up going a whole nother. Oh, that's how we are.
That is so funny.
That is hilarious.
Pizza too. That's good. But you know, two Geminis, y'all get each other, so it worked out. He had your pizza. He didn't complain. I bet you didn't even complain till the next day when you got to your other personality. You're like, you know, I don't even want that.
How did you get that?
That's the absolute truth, and that's just how we are.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, that's good. You have a great spirit.
Yes,
and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Yeah. And I appreciate your joining us today. Thank you so much for your support.
You guys are great.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your flexibility.
Yeah.
Next time, I want to see you in person. Work it out. Yes.
I'm a Brooklyn girl. Born and raised in Brooklyn.
Something about Brooklyn people are Brooklyn. So proud.
Yes.
Ooh,
I tell everybody I'm from Brooklyn. Ooh. My students, when I was teaching down south, they all knew I was from Brooklyn.
Everybody. I can be across the country and I'm like, we're Brooklyn at?
We are here.
We are here.
Vacation some years ago, so a guy was like, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm like, we're from Brooklyn. So this guy said, is it what? I'm from Brooklyn. He said, you guys love Brooklyn. He said, don't matter where you go, you're always talking about Brooklyn. I said,
That's great.
I'm proud. Even though they're trying to take out Brooklyn from us, they can't take it out of us.
Okay, that's right.
Some more parking, I would live there.
There's no parking. But thank you for joining us. Yes. Toast to Cynthia.
Pleasure, Cynthia. Thank you for all you do, our essential workers in this pandemic.
And you know what? Take you a vacation. You need a vacation, lady. Okay? I'm going to tell you on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You need some rest. You and your mama.
Y'all go somewhere.
You and your best friend.
We want to go to Atlanta.
There you go. Then do it. Boom. That's it. You just said it. We'll see you in Atlanta.
See you in Atlanta. Send us some pics of you and your mommy in Atlanta.
We holding you accountable.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye, Cynthia. Bye-bye.
All right. And thank you guys for watching
The
Auntie Hour.